राधे राधे गोविंद गोविंद राधे 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 गोविंद
गोविंद राधे. So and then Baba said, if we hear chant someone who has Baba, means great acharya, then this Baba through the word infused in the heart. Then Baba is more Pharisee, more
condensed.
Yeah, kind of saturate or condense.
Could you say again?
So like you know, our spiritual body is Baba mind, means you know, made by Baba, will be made by Baba. So means how to make spiritual bodies is we have to be more Baba, more feeling. So Anandas was saying, if we chant, hear, chant Mahabani of great acharyas who has this Baba, spiritual body, spiritual feeling, that's great acharya's word, Mahabani, Baba, what is it? Baba Bani.
Mm.
That's infused in the heart.
Mm.
Then it helps make spiritual body. Mm. So we are doing like this, you know. Why we are sharing and listening, you know. This is...
Where is he saying this?
Hmm?
Where is he writing this?
This is... Virapaksa Manjari, 88 or 89. Mm. This is Raksha, what is it? Raksha. You know, some Radharani is want to go back to parents' house.
Mm-hmm.
Then Sri Dharma will come.
Mm-hmm.
And then asking Jatira,
mm-hmm.
So what do you need? Because Jatira is greedy, you know? And then she said, I need a car. And then Sri Dharma bring 10,000 car and give to Jatira. And then Radhika is, you know, could go back to parents' house, Barishana. And then meet parents. And Barishana has more freedom. Radhika has more little free. But, you know, parents in law, mother-in-law's house is a little, you know.
Strict.
Yeah, strict. Cannot do anything as her will. So, and that time, Baba mentioned. And at that time, Manjari also follow Radhika. Because the shadow of Radhika. Mm-hmm. And then it is a, Krishna is, Krishna sometimes does not understand Radhika's feeling. At that time, Krishna see Manjari's face. Then Krishna understands what is Radhika's feeling. Because Manjari is like the same feeling with Radhika. So if Manjari is happy, and then Radhika is happy.
Mm.
If Manjari is in kind of agony, then Radhika also same feeling. So Krishna could figure out, see the Manjari, or what is Radhika
saying.
Janamji, yesterday when Mahanithi Baba talked about Manjari, like husband, is he gave final conclusion or just gave different opinions?
Could you say again? Can I have also one?
Yesterday, Mahanithi Baba...
Yeah.
Explain about husbands of Manjari.
Yeah.
I don't understand. Is he gave final conclusion or just gave different opinions?
Because gave different opinions.
Yes,
okay. So yesterday I'm asking, that is Manjari has a husband in spiritual world.
Oh, yeah.
And his answer is like this. According to Narottam Das Thakur, he's praying. When I get to, when I born Parishana, and then get married with my husband to move to Javak. That kind of praying then. So, in the, according to Narottam Das, there is a husband. And also, according to some sampradaya, give to the name of husband and wife, husband name, also mother's name, father's name, some sampradaya give to them. And some acharya say, you know, Manjari does not have to, you know, take care of husband.
They're so busy.
You know, too busy for radical yeah. seva.
And the wedding ceremony occurs is engagement first.
Taking a nap.
Then it's already choose who will be, what man will be husband. Engagement before wedding ceremony, but it's also part of all this tradition. Means it's already choose someone will be husband, but it's not, he is not husband. They're not staying together.
No.
In some idea is. And also, according to tradition, the girl, time to time coming to the place of your future husband and looking his, how he is living his room, rooming like this.
Yeah, maybe true. And also, in Indian culture, it's very funny. Last time we met, you know, we met the taxi driver. And he's saying, when we go back to Nepal, at that time, I'm asking, so, where do you live? Yeah, do you marry? Yeah, I'm married. I have two daughters, something. And, where do you live? Oh, yeah, I live ashram. So, what about your wife? Your wife lives in my house. He's happy, alone, taking care of DT or something. So, sometimes Indian culture, you know, wife and husband lives separately. And if we read Bhagavatam, like a Kardamuni was doing his kind of bhajan, his kind of, you know, worship. And wife is just taking care of the family affair. And husband do his own business. And it seems he does not come back, not so often. Like, you know, this is, I don't know, but his idea is, has husband, but, always with Radhika.
Was Narottam associating with the Mahaprabhu?
Actually, Narottam Das is the next generation of Mahaprabhu.
But I looked yesterday and he's older than him.
Who?
Narottam is older than Mahaprabhu.
No. No.
And I got bad information.
No, this is I think, wrong. Because Narottam Das is disciple of Lokanatha Goswami.
This is what I understood. I was confused to see.
No, because Lokanatha Goswami is like similar age of Mahaprabhu, maybe little younger, or similar age. And Narottam Das born 1532 or 3 or 4 or 5, around, you know, Mahaprabhu finished pastime, is sometimes some people say, 1533 or 34. Usually we believe 34. And Narottam Das appear like a 33, 34, 32, 35, something, this kind of year. That is my, you know, my.
It was a very famous story how Mahaprabhu left mercy for Narottam before he was born. And everyone asks, who is Narottam? Who is Narottam? Why he is calling someone Narottam?
You have to make the circle bigger.
Yeah. No. You don't need to go far, Uddhavaji. Just to move.
Yeah, just come.
Yeah, because you're too far, Uddhavaji.
Huh?
Good morning. Welcome. So you keep like a
Narottama. Yes, it's famous story. I think it, in this book, Prem Bhaktichandrika, when Mahaprabhu visited East Bengal, Bangladesh, he came to the bank of River Padma. He came visiting Ananda Prabhu and some other Pashadas. Says he started to loudly chant Narottam, Narottam, Narottam. And everyone was amazed. Who is Narottam? Because among them know any with such name. And then he, Mahaprabhu collected the tears of Nityananda during their travel. This is Prema. And he called Padma River deities, Padma Devi, Shri Padma Devi, and told, please give it to my Narottam. And she asked, how can I recognize him? Like this, it's all the story. Evidence what in that time Narottam was not born means Mahaprabhu is senior by age.
Yes.
Is there a biography?
Yes, in this book.
In the beginning?
Beginning. Okay. If you
put the read... there's not a bigger one?
No. Very short. And just read the beginning, first two pages, then you can understand.
And because of this, I heard, I don't know about Babaji in Gaudiya Mata Vaitheri, Narottam is expansion of Nityananda because of his tears that Mahaprabhu is collected.
Well, sometimes it is expansion of Mahaprabhu. Because Nitai Gora is, is almost kind of same. Yesterday I was impressed of Sandini Sambit. And Fradini, because this understanding, my understanding become more broad, actually, after hearing his words.
Could you share more details? How broad?
So, I'm asking, Krishna has three energy, to existence potency, mean Sandini. And Sambit is cognizant. Means kind of consciousness energy. To know something, some energy. And another energy is Fradini, pleasure giving potency. And sometimes it is Sandini represented by Balaram. Sometimes Sambit represent Krishna or Vasudeva. Or Fradini represent Radharani. I'm asking, is it true? And also, could you explain that things? Because I don't, I want to know your understanding. And he's saying like this. Krishna expand Radharani. Krishna expand like Balaram. And Balaram or Nitai. Anyway.
He pronounced both names.
Nitai. And then, actually, he's saying, Krishna has this three energy. Also, same way, Radharani also three energy. Also, Balaram, Nitai also has three energy. But main energy, predominant energy is Nitai's Sandini. No, sorry, like Balaram Nitai. Nitai Balaram Sandini.
Main. For Sandini Shakti, dominating is Balaram.
Yes, but he has all three energy.
Understood. То есть, для Сандини Шакти, управляющий божеством является Баларам, хотя все имеют три.
And Vasudeva Krishna has cognizant energy. Mainly. But he has also three energy. Radhika has main energy for Radhini Shakti. But Radhika also three energy. So therefore, even Radhika could do anything. Therefore, their three is like one. But appearing three.
Но мне кажется, что это три энергии. I heard this once. Наранга Самарач asked how many energies Krishna has.
Mm.
And the answer was one, his own energy. He's one and his energy one. But this energy can be, how to say, transformed in any kind of energy according to his desire. It's from that point of
view. Yeah, like a Shakti, Shakti Ma. Is same and same time different, he said. And so therefore, Balaram, or maybe Nitai, has, you know, like kind of, Ananga Manjari is kind of Fladini Shakti's potency.
So it is so that Nityananda Prabhu is Ananga Balaram.
Nityananda is a two feature. Balaram and Ananga Manjari. Because Nitai's working is to help Gaura or help Radha and Krishna. So to help Krishna become Balaram as elder brother and also friend.
In material expansion.
Yes.
Just so everybody understands.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to serve Radhika, Radharani, Radharani has like women body. So man cannot serve lady, generally speaking. So therefore, Nitai become Ananga Manjari, younger sister, to serve Radhika. So means, like Ananga Manjari, like Radhika. So means, like this kind of more, like more or less Fladini Shakti she has.
Also, he is mentioned Jana and Vasudha as Fladini Shakti for Nitai.
Yeah. Yes. So Nityananda has two wives. Janaba and Vasudha. And Vasudha is, I think, younger sister of Janaba. I think marriage ceremony is some kind of feast, at that time feast. Vasudha is distributing prasada to Nitai, or for all devotees. At that time, Nitai married Janaba. It is Nityananda Charitamrita. And then Nitai see Vasudha. And it is said, Nitai said to Vasudha, I accept you as my wife also. And then Nitai said to her father, I will take this Vasudha also as my wife. And the father said, yes, yes. Something like kind of. So sometimes we have a very limited vision, you know, sometimes. But yesterday, oh yeah, that's true. So we may read.
We continue reading from Sri Sri Prema Bhakti Chandrika, verse 18. I repeat a little bit from yesterday, one or two sentences. I behold the transcendental forms of Krishna's devotees. I associate with Krishna's devotees and faithfully engage in hearing and chanting. As long as the association of such great devotees of Krishna is not attained, one should study the sacred revealed scriptures and the comments on them by the great souls. This is also one kind of satsanga, sacred company.
It's called Shastriya Sadhusanga.
Which place are you reading?
We are 158.
Okay.
Just the two sentences before, after this, the blessed author.
Okay.
This should also be known in the course of discussion. After this, the blessed author says, Archana Smarana Dhyana Nava Bhakti Mahajnana A Bhakti Parama Karana. Here practices like hearing, chanting, deity worship, recollection, and meditation are mentioned. Meditation is included in Smarana or recollection.
Sorry, what is meant with recollection?
Smarana, so it's remembering.
Yeah,
remembering.
But I don't understand the word recollection.
They mention both words.
Kind of my understanding like this. So we have like some kind of remembrance. Some experience. Then D means again try to think of this experience.
Yeah.
Collection experience.
Okay.
I found on page 155 they say recollection, remembering, means to have a slight mental connection with the Lord, and one kind of recollection is called meditation.
Okay.
Также видом вот этого вот вида практики является дьяна медитация.
Шри Джива Госвами teaches Више Сато Рупади Чинтанам Дьянам. When recollection ripens, when recollection ripens, it culminates into meditation. And one remembers detailed forms and souls. So, die Frucht reift, ne? So, four of the nine famous kinds of devotion are mentioned in this Tripadi. The words Nava Bhakti Mahajnana indicate that we must learn all the details about all the nine forms of devotion. In the aforementioned Tripadi number 11, it was said, Bhagavata Shastra Marma Nava Vida Bhakti Dharma Sadai Kuribu Shushevana. In our comment on this part, we have discussed the nine types of devotion according to our capacity. One may consult that part of the book. E Bhakti Parama Karana means that these nine kinds of devotion are the greatest cause or means of the attainment of prema. Chaitanya Namrata, you want have to read the Sanskrit, or I just...
No, or you want to do Sanskrit.
Or I just read English?
Just this, I was a little bit impressed with this one.
New Pitchville suggestion.
You say, as long as the association of such great devotee of Krishna is not attained, one should study the sacred revealed scriptures and the comments on them by the great souls. This is also one kind of satsanga, sacred company. This should also be known the course of discussion. Then why that? So just to, before you coming, we are a little discussing. That's Virapaksumanjari, I think 88 or maybe 89 said. Our spiritual body will consist of bhava, our feeling. So, and then, if someone who has bhava, means a kind of, you know, feeling, spiritual strong feeling, if we hear from the words, that feeling infuses into our heart. So similarly, this like a book, this Virapaksumanjari or Radhana Sasnaniti, their book is full of feeling of Acharya. So if hearing and chanting these words, Mahabhani, then also that author's feeling into our heart. Of course, living sadhu, great soul is best. But if it's not available, then we can kind of, you know, hear and read or maybe chanting this book, also helping to attend that Baba.
Because I think when we are reading, then we have direct association with the author. So we can get this bath also.
But actually, reading also okay. But the more better is hearing.
Yes.
Yes.
But if we have no possibility for that,
then
at least
yes,
we can read
it.
Yes, sure. That is sure.
I heard one article called Shastri Sadasanga from Shiva Bhakti Prajan Kesha Desa Maharaj. Mm-hmm. He explained why it must be done. It means reading books. He thought because they was written by the great souls with compassion for us, or else we will neglect their mercy and compassion.
If we don't read, they're yes. neglecting the
yes.
mercy.
Yes, they neglecting their mercy. It was his point. And other point is Shunanga Samaraj in commentary to Raghavatma Chandrika is written, wrote, the lobha attainable even by reading such books. Like Raghavatma Chandrika or Vilapku Sumanjali, Shiradara, such books. He's telling yeah. because bhavas were. Yeah. And what he told Pranavalbha, if the record says not available, Chandranga Samarashat, we can read in such a way what just praying to the author on everyone who take part in this book. Please allow me be with you and hear your words and feel what you're feeling. Like this.
Yeah, this mood is very important, I think, you know. Very humble mood, and desiring the mercy. I'm so insignificant, very fallen. Please help me, help us, so that we can get a glimpse of feeling, or we can get the feeling. That's, I think, very important.
is also a difference. If I read alone with the right attitude, then it's very good. But reading together is even more better.
More better. So therefore, you know, if we read like this, then different people, different opinion, or different feeling, different angles, some discussion coming. Then we think more deeply. Like yesterday, I heard from Mahanidhi Swami, sometimes, you know, I cannot digest immediately, honestly speaking, you know. And sometimes, you know, Gurudev's was something different way to express here. And then I have to adjust what's the meaning, what Gurudev meaning, what is kind of, you know, this is how to explain nicely. Both is correct, like this. So, and yesterday Gurudev said, we are unfortunate we could not hear yesterday's German Sangha. There also, you know, I don't know how many devotees, 3, 4, 5 devotees, or maybe more, discussing, sharing. And then some point is coming out. And sometimes I'm also feeling, by myself, I cannot say this word. But other devotees, association, some inspiration into heart. Oh my God, I'm talking this kind of word or this kind of feeling. So therefore, this association inspire us to say something will go deep into our heart. That's my experience and feeling.
My experience from the beginning, when I took books and looked into and began to read, it doesn't came to me, not in my heart and not in my mind. And after this, when I heard, wow, this is living. The books are an authority and saints, and I prayed and I began to appreciate and I asked for, prayed for help. Something is happening. I don't know what, but inside of me something is happening. Then I got association, and for Bhagavad Gita, for me it was most difficult, and I beg for help, and Uddhava appears. Yes, I think this is, yeah, for me it's all true what you said. I made this experience.
Yeah, you know, sometimes I don't understand, sometimes other devotees say, what they say. Sometimes I don't understand Uddhava they say. Oh my God, it's such realization, you know. I may not understand immediately. And slowly, slowly, you know, can digest. That thing is happening. So, therefore, especially here in Vrindavan, because Vrindavan is, you know, atmosphere is a kind of Yoga Maya's influence, and also Radha Mohan's chanting always coming. And also devotees feeling also more, you know, concentrated. Therefore, discussion, especially here in Braja, is more go into deeper. Should I? Okay. Bajaera Madde Shrestha Nava Vida Bhakti Krishna Prema Krishna Dite Dare Mahashakti Tara Madde Sarva Shrestha Nama Sankirtana Nara Parada Nama Hoite Hoi Prema Tana.
The best items of bhajana are the 9 types of devotion. Since they carry the power to bestow Krishna and love of Krishna. Amongst them, the greatest is Nama Sankirtana, for offenseless chanting of the holy name grants the treasure of Prema. for offenseless chanting of the holy name grants the treasure of prema.
I have to digest this. Like, you know, chanting three kinds of chanting. Aparada chanting means offense chanting. Offensive chanting. Second stage is nama basa stage. Not too offensive, but also not too pure. That kind of in between. And then here, offenseless chanting means pure chanting. Pure chanting gives us prema. Namabas chanting gives us moksha. That is, it is mentioned.
So this was the end of verse
18.
Okay, 19.
Shripad made a very important point. This he mentions Nam Sankirtan is the most important because for this age of Kali, this is the most valuable process applicable to every living entity. So everyone can participate in this Nam Sankirtan. Because Nam Sankirtan means Sangha Kirtan, together chanting, loud chanting of the Holy One.
It's Gurudev connecting?
Yes, it's
Gurudev. Oh, nice. So we wait for the 19th verse to read. How sweet. So we need the mics then to...
Because when we are performing Nam Sankirtan, then we have no time to think of anything else because all the senses are engaged.
Oh, very good point.
When we are engaged in Nam Sankirtan together chanting, then we have no possibility for thinking of something else because all the senses are engaged with playing, making the sound, hearing. So the congregation is helping the chanter, the leader, and the leader is helping the congregation. So this is like in the spiritual world too. In our spiritual bodies, we are doing the seva together. We are all helping each other. So this sangha, kirtan, is something very essential and very important.
You know, very good point. Say, like, if we reading, we are using, like, I use. If we hearing, then we are listening to this ear. If chanting means word also same time hearing, listening, hearing. So this is more senses engaged. Especially kirtan is a body, like say play karata or muridanga or like clapping or dancing, then more body senses engaged. So then, no time.
Then the mind is really peaceful.
Yeah, but still, you know, sometimes, still we are thinking sometimes. But if we chant loudly, then very less possibility to sing.
And this is what Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu introduced in this age of Kali Yuga. Yeah. For us, it's the only possibility. In other ages, you had other possibilities to attain prema. But in this age, all these angas of devotional service has to be coupled with Nam Sankirtan together.
And also what you said about the spiritual world, that we are one family and working together. Yesterday we heard this also from beautiful explained. Thank you for Swami. And he also said, because the question was about the mandaris and he said that there is no we are all together helping. So what you said, there is not one is the highest and we just take the order from her. No, we also take. No, we are all serving the divine couple.
Because we are in this feeling, this Radha Dasyam means we are feeling the same, like Radharani is feeling, and without words, we understand. Each and everyone understands what they have to do, and helping in this way each other, so that Radharani can meet her Shyam.
Radhe Radhe Gurudev, you are with us?
Still not, and maybe, so just leave it like center double.
Yeah, because he gave me.
Let be.
So we wait that Punyam is connecting.
As you ready, okay. You can
just to continue.
Okay, verse 19.
Krishike Govinda Seva Na Pujibo Devi Deva Eito Ananya Bhakti Kata Ara yoto uparamba, visheshu sakari damba, dekite ragae bodo vyata.
I will serve Govinda with all my senses, and I will not worship other gods or goddesses. Radhe Radhe Gurudev, good morning. Yeah. We are Radhe Gurudev.
Radhe
Radhe.
We are reading now verse 19 from Sri Sri Prema Bhakti Chandrika. I will serve Govinda with all my senses, and I will not worship other gods or goddesses. This is exclusive devotion. All other activities are simply a sign of pride, seeing which I feel great pain. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Padas Tika Devi Paravatya Daya Deva Rudra Daya. Goddesses means Parvati and so. And gods means Shiva and so. The service of Hrishikesha.
Служение Хришикеши.
So could you explain Hrishikesha?
Means Hrishikesha means owner or master of Hrishika means senses. We have 10 senses, 5 senses giving us knowledge, and through five senses we engage in this world, in activity. All these senses belong to Lord. by this reason his name Hrishikesha. Hrishikesha Sevanam. Sarvapada Vinir Moktam Tatparati Namirvanam Hrishikesha. Hrishikesha. Forget Sevanam. Bhakti Ruchate. Means to let all false self-identification and engage own sense in service to the Lord of his senses, it's called bhakti. This is Narada Pacharata.
Actually, interesting. We are thinking we are independent. Actually, according to Bhagavatam, according to Vedic scripture, each sense is controlled by demigods. So therefore, sometimes we want to eat. But the digestion power is not strong. We cannot digest sometimes. In the morning, we want to get up earlier before Mongolati, but sometimes we cannot.
Yes, but which god is this?
I want to pray to him.
No, like better to pray Krishna. Like I by controlled by sun. Mind controlled by like our mind controlled by moon. Or what say? It's kind of, passing the kind of stool that is controlled by Mitra. I don't know anything, but the digesting is maybe agni. So, fire. So similarly, each our part of body was controlled by demigods. Then, the demigods also controlled by this Hrishikesha, Krishna. So then, if we want to use by my selfish desire, that's jiva. This tendency is conditioned. But if we want to use our all senses for the pleasure of the Lord, pleasure of Hrishikesha, master of senses, that's called bhakti. And then we can liberate in these activities. So therefore, this is interesting. Therefore, using this is Hrishikesha. This is meaning Hrishikesha.
Sudha Kanika Vyakya. Previously, Srila Thakura Mahashaya has spoken of exclusive worship, personally giving the definition of exclusive devotion, and in this Tripadi, he explains how all factors that may harm the devotee's bhajana, all that is not part of exclusive bhajana, must be given up. In Sri Narada Pancharatra, the following definition of pure devotion is given.
This is very important for me. Sarva padi vinir muktam, tat paratvena nirvana, hrishikena hrishikena, hrishikena hrishikeshana,
hrishikesha,
this may be wrong, sevanam bhakti ucchate.
Giving up all designations or all personal desires for both this lifetime and the next. Bhakti is performed solely for the love of Sri Krishna and in thus spotless. Such service to how you say
Hrishikesha.
Hrishikesha. The Lord of the senses. Sri Govinda, performed through the senses, is called Bhakti.
We need to meditate, reflect on how love is transferred. We have love in our hearts, we jivas, we want to put love in the heart of Krishna. And to do this, we do practice. So we do very pure, we have very pure emotions in our hearts. Krishna has pure emotions in his heart. How can we give him ours? By doing things with our dirty hands and our impure bodies. This is a mystery. This is a mystery that is really not explained anywhere. How can puja, activities with my hands and body, transfer my love to the heart of God? I don't have an answer, it's a mystery.
I don't know, but I try to give my feeling. This kind of, sometimes, like a or father or mother has children, child. Child's heart is very dirty. Because, you know, child, say like a baby, like 1 year, 2 years. That child to touch anything, try to put anything in the mouth. But still, child has some kind of feeling, intention. Hey, Papa, Mama, this is good for you. And bring in a kind of dirty hand. But child's intention is very pure. No self-desire. Just, oh, this good thing for me. So I want to give this also to mother, father. Actually, mother, father giving to the child. So sometimes we appreciate the feeling, intention. Sometimes we feel the devotee's intention. And then intention is very pure. Then we are impressed. So therefore, the kind of Vaidhi Bhakti is just outward activity we see. But I feel like Raganuga Bhakti, Raga Bhakti is catching intention.
This is because the mercy of Bhakti is seva. Seva is the reflection of intention.
Yes.
So it doesn't matter whether I manage to build a temple with my hands or I build a little wooden thing with my hands. My intention is pure, then I'm doing seva. And bhakti is this place that allows that to be enough to communicate love to God. No matter how small my act is, if my intention is pure, through the seva, I can give my love to God. So I agree with you. It's intention.
Yes, that's my feeling.
That's also my feeling. That is very important point, that it doesn't matter what we do and how big it is, but it matters how, with how much love that we are doing something. That is what Krishna is taking ultimately. Our love and our feeling, and not how big or how small something is from our point of view, what we are doing.
So purify our love, then do what we can do, and it's good.
According to our capacity, yeah. Someone has a capacity to make something very big, and someone has a capacity who is not so much
high, but the intention behind it is the same. So there is no the better seva and the lower seva, so then the loving seva.
You know that Gurudev often glorifies Balaram, the carpenter. Who does simple carpentry every day, but he has a pure heart and he does it fully with his heart.
Always smiling and always smiling. Working in the biggest heat, we couldn't do anything. I could not do anything with over 40 degrees, and he's just smiling or in the cold, always engaged in building something, repairing, and so pure.
And then, you know, after hearing, I could understand more 9th chapter, 30 verse.
Means 9th chapter?
30, 30 verse. Apichetsu, Suracha, Duracha. So, somehow it's a good intention. But unfortunately, acting wrong thing. Or sinful activity. Durachara means very bad activity. But still he's worshiping, his intention is good. Therefore, he's considered sadhu. So, because this intention is both, you know, kind of feeling is very important.
The good example you made with the child, then the parents, they see the love. And the other things they don't want to see because it doesn't matter so much.
Yeah.
And with the Lord, it's the same. He sees our intention and all our bad things because out of our condition, it's not so important.
No.
It's the love and the intention that is important.
One thing more, I heard here, I don't remember when, but I heard the power. Not in the hands, but in the heart. This is, for me, it's answer on the question of Udvaji. Because actually we act not by just hands, we act by the things of heart.
Love in action.
Yeah.
Wow.
So perhaps we can also apply this to our minds. So to say, not only here it's important, it's more important to have No? Gurudev said the way is from here to the heart.
You know, because here, all the calculation coming.
Yeah.
Calculation.
Yeah.
Oh, this is maybe, you know, good for me.
Yeah.
It's not good for, but, you know, or I can get this money. I lose this money. Kind of always calculation coming, this place.
Yeah.
You know, but this is not calculation, just feeling.
That means that you can say the Brahmin. We have the Brahmin who does everything who is in the book to please the Lord very strictly. But then we have someone who is not so strict by the book, but he has a sweet heart. And that is what the Lord is attracted to. Then the one who is doing according all the rules and regulations in the book, but he has not so much sweetness in his heart. So that is how we can attract Radha Mohan with our sweetness.
May I tell you that this discussion was already discussion from between Platon and Aristotle going medieval Thomas von Aquin, and there's the story, I don't know if you know this story, from Tristan und Isolde. It's an old story, German one.
Tell us.
It was a story. It's coming from the French one. The Ritter, how do you call them? Going through
the
Europe in the 10 until 12, 25 about.
Night.
Medieval.
Middle age,
yes. And this is the story written 10 times in different times. Tristan is going to England for take a wife for his king, but then he's drinking this nectar and he's falling in love for this Isolde. and she's falling in love for him. And the latest version from Gottfried von Strasbourg is that they are drinking that, but they say, yes, but I will love you. And now a lot of people were looking why they say, I will love you. And this is the conclusion. Realism, or Platon and Aristoteles, is this only the name of a book, or is this really a book? The conclusion is the conceptualismus. The concept or the intention is behind. And the philosopher for that conceptualismus was Abelard. Abelard is a French one, a monk. Abelard, who is buried in Père Lachaise in Paris. And he was loving Héloïse. Héloïse was a nurse. She was a petitine, like. But the concept behind is not... If you are... So Isolde was always, until the end of her life, she was trading his husband because she loved the other one, no? But they made lies and a lot of not good things. But the concept was always to love each other, and so it was good. Excuse me, it's something totally else, but I think the concept or the idea behind
intention
is different, but it's always the concept behind what is interesting. Mm. Or at end is telling if something is good or not, this the intention, I think.
Okay. Mm. Thank you.
It's something totally else, but I think it's always interesting that some concepts you can find also in the mystic. It's the Catholic mystic is also very interesting to find some concepts behind.
Thank you.
When they say that the intention, this is very powerful, this thing. The conscience, how we put it, intention. When the scribe and Pharisee say to Jesus, you are the king of the Jews, for example, the intention. He was not, he didn't come here to become a king of the Jews. It's a pure intention, you conquist all everything. I make my personal experience now to tell you. Years ago, I was in Miami, and I met a scientist. He's a scientist that regards the water. My intention, it was not to make a business. My intention was to understand what is water or whatever it is. It was good for me or for other people. When I start trying, I said to myself, I want to give this, not the intention was to make money, but I want to give this water to all my friends. Because I know it's good for me, it would be very good for others. But materialistic intention, he would think, wow, I will make a lot of money. It's true, you make a lot of money. But it was the intention that I was not thinking to make a lot of money. When I met the scientist, I understand everything what he said. And I put in action, drink the water, or whatever other things. You know, it can be the water, it can be other things. But, and the water was life. So I'm going to have a mission, I said, to me, to give life. But if my intention was, it's a big company. I want to go and make a lot of money because I'm a seller. I can gratify myself more if I get more luxury, more money. If I get luxury, I share. If I get money, I am egoist. I think all to myself. You understand my point? This was a pure intention that I had to help others. Because I discovered by the mercy of the God that this water was a miracle God, water.
Yeah, we need to We need to nuance. It's not quite intention that we're talking about. I can have intention to make a cake for God, but if my heart is in the wrong place, then
right,
we won't have the effect. So it's more the loving place from which we formulate this intention. I have to be pure in my heart before I decide to make the cake. Or to know, like Balaram, to fix the door.
And thanks God, in those years, I was already, you know, following the path of bhakti. If I was not following the path of bhakti, I would say, I'm okay. I will do for business. With God, we have this. If the heart is not pure, you make a business with God.
Yeah.
And with the devotee of God. That's the intention. What do you want to do with God? You want to make it? What is your intention? You want to make a business? Okay, they allow you to make a business. You want His love. You receive His love. Whatever you ask Him, He will give you.
In a way, when you have a pure heart, you have no intention. It just happens. Your life becomes a gift to God, a gift of love to God.
As Gurudev say, the ocean, the river goes flowing to the ocean. It was a very interesting topic, this.
Yes, this is what I like very much. Devotees are always concerned to give this path of bhakti, making accessible to others. This is our concern that we have, because we can see this is so tasteful and so much mercy is there, and we are all eternal spirit souls, and this is our birthright to understand all these things and to taste this also. So the devotee will always give this to others, make this accessible to others.
What was our intention when we become a bhakta? We have this message from others, from Srila Prabhupada, from Jesus, from all, whatever they're saying. Eh? They transform our life. And we want to transform a life of others. With their purity, we'd be influenced. And so that frequency of purity, it got in our heart. And by chanting, and by doing all the other ingredients that we're talking, you know, it's so beautiful, you know, to give. My intention when I read the Bhagavad Gita, first time, it was to purify myself and understand philosophically what Krishna was to tell me through Arjuna. So, I said, this is the benefit. And my intention was to go and give the other Bhagavad Gita to others. That is our disciple succession. Prabhupada give our, and now we want to give others. Just we have to purify the intention. Because many people, they have intention to... aiutami.
Dimmi.
Quattro tipi di persone di devoti vogliono Dio.
Quelle che yes. What you were
that's intention?
To me,
what is your intention?
Four kind of people God are fulfilled looking you. For God.
Mm-hmm. You want knowledge.
Who is coming to back?
But then, you want this. This. There are different kind of. Sorry, my English, because my Italian language. But you understand, because you are my senior devotee, you remember the Srimad Bhagavad Gita, what Prabhupada want to say. There are four kind of devotees. No?
Yeah.
So maybe our friend don't understand what they are.
I also understand.
To approach God, you understand? You want to approach God for wealthy. Iglesiano. You want to approach God for the
Iglesiano.
For knowledge. You want to approach God for.
Can
you tell me? Different approach we want to have. Somebody is pure devotee. He wants to approach God for loving affair and give loving affair to others. That's the people that come from other dimension to help human. To make them understand this, the eternity and the intention, the relation that we have to, with God or with other. It's very easy. It's not so complicated. We make complicated. Because we have to clean.
Hare Krishna, but I think what we have to do, what I have to do, is what Gurudev says, to check myself. And I do this the whole day, and I see that my intention is sometimes, the most times, not really pure. And then I can say, Swami Nada, I'm like this. Please help.
Please help.
This... Give this to
her. He's so pure. You know why he's so pure? Your intention.
No.
Because you are still, because you are start crying.
Yeah, but it's so
and you have so much love in yourself that you want to express with your cry. And then sometimes, as you said, these dualistic things that happen to you, it's okay, it's the process that you will increase your love. You will increase your tears. When you start tears, you see that your love is so great. For God and for all your brothers and sisters. Only when you cry, you can feel this purity. It's so beautiful what you are here. You can think out. And you will see how you purify. More you cry, more you will be pure, and your pure intention will be. I'm sure, because I experienced this. How much I suffered. Everybody we have suffered from this dualistic situation over the mind, our mind.
It's not in my hand, it's in her hand.
You should.
Okay, I have much karma and I think a big false ego. But only they can help me and I can bring them what I am and I'm so like this.
I love
you. And I'm so sorry that my intention is so small.
When what is the La Parola's point? What is
at that time, this is so sweet what you say. I was feeling yesterday in the temple.
Automatic.
I was like this feeling like what you said. I was crying and I was happy that it was dark and nobody could see my tears. But I have the feeling that here we can let our tears flow. And this is cleaning. But I felt the same yesterday. I was in front of Samadhi and I felt like, oh my God, I'm so unqualified. I'm envious. Still, I'm not pure. Still, I have bad thoughts against others sometimes. So I also feel like this. Thank you for sharing, because
you okay? That is ecstasy. For me, I feel in ecstasy when people pray. Even if it's, you are suffering for some internal adjustment, it's ecstasy. Because even in the suffering, you can have ecstasy.
I know something. Thank you. I learned that this suffering is nothing else than control. I want to control that I have more intention. And this is not my way. I have to be more humble. When I'm more humble, I don't need to cry. I give everything in Radharani's hands and wait. And be patient and wait until she clears my heart. This is the thing. Beautiful. So I don't need to suffer. And maybe I don't need to cry. Maybe a little bit. But this is the point. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
That's the point.
Thank you.
You are expressed, I'm thinking very beautiful that I do some many times when I go for the yoga therapy smile. I do this. You, in the meantime, you can smile and soft and cry and smile. Because in one way, with the cry, you take off all your whatever. Huh? And then when you realize what, and you surrender, you see, I'm messing. And then now you are smiling. You are realizing. You see the difference? In the meantime, a few seconds ago, you were crying. Now, the consciousness, the mood changed.
Yes, because we are.
Because I know, because.
We are sitting rather behind.
And you realize that. That's why now you are crying, the face is changing. Look at your face now, look at you.
Yeah.
beautiful, sweet.
Yes, it's another crying. Here, it's another crying. It's not for ourselves.
I understand.
So much. Yeah, at home, it's really like lamenting and, oh my God, poor me.
My life.
Yeah. My life is like, oh. And here it's like, yeah, we're crying, but it's not.
Breakthrough.
We don't go deeper and deeper. Mm. It's like a release. And we feel like lighter, and like, yeah. And here I can be so open with all of you and so natural. And I don't have to pretend or have a mask. And this is so precious. And yeah. So I'm crying and laughing at the same time. It's another crying. Yeah.
I want to make an example. You inspired me now.
Sorry, I was deviating from.
Yeah, you're right.
There are different.
Exactly on the subject, both of you.
You inspired me.
I make you a metaphor, now that what you were saying. It came now to my mind. Because there are many different instruments to purify the water. There is osmosis. Mm-hmm. You take everything from the water. It comes down to a pure. But he has no minerals. He has nothing. No? As for example, us. We can have different ingredients, different tools, shall we say, that we can take out all our poison in our mind, in our body. Emotional poison. You can use osmosis, for example, no? In the way of our tools that we have, chant the mantra, satsang, all these things. Then if you want to add more love for yourself, you put some more minerals in the water and you drink it. Because you want to love more yourself and God and the water. That's all you want to share. More ingredients means the loving. And so the water, it becomes powerful, energetic, and as you also are water, 80%, 90%, everything is water in our side. And we make this transformation of osmosis in our emotion, in our thing. And the ingredients, the tools are the guru, the saint, the satsang, the scripture, as you said, they are living inside us, their experience. We have everything. And we'll drink the nectar. That is our association, our duty, our service in the family, in the society. And then the spiritual world is not to have to go easier. It's in ourselves. You understand the point? Yeah, then when we but become ash, our soul join whatever we have to join in accord with what we want. And what the mercy of the Lord and the relation that we have. Yeah. Is this eternal pastime, Lila, enjoying the devotee together, chant, sharing here, there. And we cooperate with the demigods, with the devotee. This is the back of a kit. It's a beautiful. I was so much attracted. I don't know, what is the back of a kit? When there is the family it was a painting they did, no? I don't know if it did American devotee or Italian. It's a beautiful painting. No. Where there is beautiful environment, garden, family, husband, the wife, and the kids, up the demigods who control that, where we say the organ, no? The organ of the heart, the mind, etc. Mm. Up is a Brahma, Radha Mohan, Radha Krishna, whatever. So, when we are all in coordinated, it's happiness. We have to. If the demigods are happy, Krishna is happy. If Krishna is happy, demigods are happy. And the devotees are happy, spiritual, the paradise, Vaikuntha, Krishna Loka, whatever is here. In ourselves, and we share, and when we finish, we go. in another dimension, wherever we have to go. So cooperation, spiritual seva, cooperation. Us, animals, plants, demigods, the administrator of the universe, Lord creation or whatever, with his friends, me technically, I don't know anything because I studied Srimad Bhagavatam, I love it, but all these technical names, me with the names, forget. No?
Yeah. You're talking from your heart.
Yeah. Thank you.
Should we come back to
So only we have to do is to dance and chant, right? giving.
Can I say something also?
Thank you.
Please.
So I think in Vrindavan everything is very intense.
Yeah. Very intense.
It's very intense. So when we are chanting Nam Japa, together chanting, doing seva, so all the unwanted things in our hearts, slowly they are coming up and they are going away. And this sometimes is hurting because we have practicing all these things so many lifetimes. And now we want to leave these things. And this kind is like not so easy thing. And this is, then many emotions are coming up. But it is a very natural process because the soul is always pure and full of knowledge and full of bliss. It's Satchitananda. And with our practice of devotional
service,
chanting, hearing, associating, slowly, and more, all these things are coming up and going out. And we have to readjust our mind and our false ego and all the things that we practice for so many lives. Like Gurudev is saying, when we are chanting the Bhakti Lata Bij, in our heart is growing, but all the, how it is called?
The seed, what he planted in our heart, the Bhakti seed?
The Bhakti seed, is the Bhakti Lata Bij, is the seed of Bhakti is growing within our heart, but all the other things are also growing. So then sometimes other things are also coming up.
This was the topic of the churning of the ocean, no? Yeah. And all this stuff. You think, oh, I'm advancing, and then
But that's the beauty of this process, because at the end we can see the light at the end of the tunnel. So slowly.
Yeah.
Progress, we make some progress, and we have to be patient with ourselves. And that is the real meaning of compassion, is that we have the kind of compassion to ourselves, that we allow ourselves to cultivate this Vrajabhavas. And when we can cultivate this, then we can have also compassion with the others.
Okay. Are you have... Should we continue? So, previously, Srila Thakura Mahasaya has spoken of exclusive worship, personally giving the definition of exclusive devotion. I just repeat a little bit. And in this Trapida, he explains how all factors that may harm the devotee's bhajana, all that is not part of exclusive bhajana, must be given up. Hushike Govinda Seva Nit Pujibo Devi Deva E To Ananya Bhakti Kata. In Sri Narada Pancharatra, the following definition of pure devotion is given.
You want to read this?
Okay.
giving up all designations or all personal desires for both this lifetime and the next, bhakti is performed. Oh, sorry, I reread this.
It's good. It's hard to repeat.
Because now I also find the word I ask you. I'm so sorry.
No, it's good.
I think I heard it, but it's good to hear it again. Yes. After this discussion, it's good to fresh it up.
Bhakti is performed solely.
Solely.
Solely, my God.
No, he used the same word twice, you know.
Solely. Solely. For the love of Sri Krishna and in thus spotless. Such service to Rishikesha, the Lord of the senses. Sri Govinda performed through the senses is called bhakti. One meaning of the name Govinda is regulator or master of the senses. Go means the senses and the master of the senses or Rishikesha is indicated with the name Govinda in this Tripadi. The five knowledge acquiring senses are the eyes, ears, tongue, nose, and skin. And the five active senses are the speech, hands, feet, anus, and genitals. Along with the mind, which is the internal sense, there are 11 senses and service rendered to Sri Govinda with these senses is called bhakti.
With the senses, you know?
Eternal sense, which in there are 11 senses.
The mind, the 11 senses. Last, the mind. 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 A computer, no? The computer is the mind.
This is very nice. Along with the mind.
The mind is the eternal sense.
That's very strange. Can you explain, Jainanda? The mind is internal sense.
Yes.
Internal.
So, like, why here mind mentioned? Because our five senses, knowledge acquiring senses. And five senses kind of, what is it, acting senses.
Material senses.
Yeah. So, these all senses is a kind of mind is, you know, what is it? The work of mind, help of mind, these 10 senses working.
Yes.
So therefore, here mentioned mind. So if we control the mind, or if mind say, oh, this all senses, to use for what, you know, to using for Krishna, for Radha Mohan. This spiritual. Or mind say, oh, this sense using for my benefit, my, you know, my pleasure. Then become material. So therefore, this mind, how to deal with this mind is very important. Therefore, this good one, you know, is mind.
Also, mind. Okay. Mind is the center. And all this,
so the mind can be spiritual and material. This is new to me.
So it means like a bhakti means purify our mind.
Radhe Radhe Govinda Govinda.